As the latest poll suggests, the No campaigns edge back into the lead in the Scottish independence referendum. Today we're looking at possible effects the outcome of the vote could have on industry on the border. CFM's Charlotte Murphy has this special report.
This time next week we'll be waking up to the future of Great Britain. But how do businesses on the border feel about it?
We're stimulating the economy and the type of work we do, it'll have a real positive effect.
95% of our customers are in England. Currency issues is a big concern for us.
Different tax rates, different VAT rate. If there is a yes vote, I hope that such things won't take place.
In Cumbria, Malcolm Ward, a chartered insurance broker, seems confident they'll be fine.
Carlisle's going to win both ways. If Scotland remains with the UK, Carlisle's going to gain. But if Scotland goes their own independent way, Carlisle could be an important city.
CFM was there as Scottish businessman Tony Banks went head-to-head with Carlisle MP John Stevenson at a debate about independence.
There's some certainty that's been created by the UK government refusing to pre-negotiate. The UK government could remove a lot of the uncertainty in this debate if they would pre-negotiate a position to let the public understand what would happen.
That's absolutely untrue. The three main parties have indicated that if there is a yes vote, there will not be a currency union. Somehow the SNP seem to think that that will change because they want it to change.
For more and to check out the full interviews, head over to our website at cfmradio.com.